This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, so I just want to kind of get out in front of this recording. I want to say, obviously, we're going to talk about what you two have been up to, and I want to do my best to promote your show. Congratulations on the show. Brynn and Carl are here, but I also do have Moss. And I want to read to you a little bit about, there's two things I want to read to you. So please don't interrupt me, Brandon. Specifically, I'm looking at
it's you. It's a drink.
Don't. Yes. Mm-hmm. This is a drink. So
we are living Moss today.
And so I'm going to live Moss with this beverage. And I just want, you know, I'll probably have a physical reaction to it. And if I seem like, oh, that's not how Sean usually behaves, this is why. A treasure.
I'm going to stop you right there. Hey, Brandon, I just want to let you know that on this show, like, don't interrupt Sean.
Okay.
Don't, like.
That's important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't interrupt him. Don't, like, don't stop him when he's trying to do his thing.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like, you know.
Gotcha.
When they're in their zone. This is not the show that I host. I know.
Right.
We do it.
This
thing.
Is the
we
show that I host, and I can. I just want to second that. Don't interrupt him, because when he comes back, he's going to be bigger, louder, just like kind of a very defensive place, and like trying to stop that from from
it's like happening. Pulling on a dog leash or something.
Yes. Yes.
He's going to be bigger, louder. Chris Rock, bigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the same comparison I always use.
Chris Rock, bigger and blacker.
Yeah. It's like that. And it is punitive when I start speaking again after being interrupted, just so you know. A treasure beneath our sails. There is a wild forest beneath the waves, rich with natural wonders. Take the plunge, embark on a journey to faraway shores, and uncover one of the ocean's best kept secrets. Unleash your wildest self. But then look at this. This is pure flavor. A wild crafted sea moss beverage supporting energy. Okay, cool. Mood. Oh, that'll help the show. And libido. So.
Could go either way.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I need to drink this because I need my energy and mood.
Could go either way.
I need my energy and mood improved. Yeah. Unfortunately, I will become incredibly horny throughout the course of this episode. And that's something I try to leave outside. You know, I try not to bring that into the show. But it is going to support my libido.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that looks like for all of us. Just the Brandon was right at the edge of interrupting me. I just want to say it was very close to like.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear a question. So.
Yeah.
And I was listening pretty closely. I like to listen. That's part, a big part of my hosting is listening, and I didn't hear a question. So.
Yeah. So it's just. Let's get into the show. I'll probably crack this puppy open. I'll let you know what the pure flavor tastes like. It says shake well and enjoy cold.
Hurry up. Sean's going to be doing the show. Dick hard as Chinese arithmetic.
Yeah, and then enjoy hot.
Whoa. All right.
So Brandon's here, Brandon Gardner. Hello. But you haven't been very constant, have you? It's been quite a while
inconsistent
since we've seen
Gardner.
You here.
Auga!
He just had one sip.
Excuse me.
I'm a little worried.
Hang on.
Can you interrupt noises? Can you interrupt, like if Sean's doing a run of noises?
If it sounds anything like Tim the Two Man Taylor, do not interrupt
him. Okay.
And you have a show now. Mm-hmm. Carl is a voice talent on the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You co-created it with Zach Woods, and we will get Zach on here.
I saw that he did Bridger's podcast last week. Which normally is a bridge to doing ours.
Yes. I know he really wants to do this one.
I think I've asked him 4 or 5 times, and he always seems so excited. And obviously this came about, Kevin, you can confirm, through the kind of booking people, the promo people for your show. And of course we said, you know, let's get Carl and Brandon first.
Gotcha.
Because we need, obviously, the Peacock people to handle that.
Yes.
For us to be able to get in contact with you guys. And then for Zach, I'll probably just go directly to him.
That makes sense. I will be honest. I thought I was doing the show a couple weeks ago. And the day before, I was like, I haven't gotten any confirmation. And then a Peacock PR person was like, oh, yeah, you're not doing it. I don't think Zach was available. And I wasn't aware of that.
Blue balls.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is a big release for you. I'm ready to really...
And so when you warned me about interrupting, I was like, that's going to be hard. Because I've been like thinking up things for weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what else is going to be hard is my...
Well, I'm a little worried if you get upset at me for interrupting, how that drink will affect it. It's like a horny Chris Rock.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be...
That's one thing about Chris Rock. He never was very horny, was he?
He doesn't come across as a real sexual person.
No.
Yeah, I do notice.
He only even thinks he loves his wife.
Yeah,
that's not horny at all.
Yeah,
no. When you're, and I can confirm, like I'm halfway through this drink, and my feelings for my wife, the flames
there's
of
no,
passion.
There's no thinking about
it's,
it.
No, like, it's not. It's a, I don't it's think I love my wife. I love my wife.
Wow.
Yeah. Top five. Let's name the top five times we're most horny for our wives.
Yes.
When I drink Moss,
Number one.
When I'm about to drink Moss, because I know what's gonna happen when I get that Moss in me.
When I'm at war.
Right. When I'm in a war is a big one for me.
And that's basically
halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Depending on who's performing.
Yeah.
For me.
Sunday post church dinner.
Right.
Yeah. Big family dinner, and I just want to take her under the table.
Well, I've been at church, which
yeah,
a lot of the imagery around there is there's a semi-nude man who takes care of himself up there, and that starts making me think like about my own body. Right. Has anybody else experienced this?
Every time I see him.
Yeah. And then you go like, oh, maybe I should disrobe a little bit. And then once I start doing that, I think maybe somebody else should do this too.
Yeah.
So the show's called In the Know. I got to create a show, man.
Dude, yes.
I got to get a show.
I've been telling you.
Yes.
I've been like thinking about doing this. I got to just do it. I
got
to like.
Do you got an idea you're excited about?
I got to just bite the bullet and have an idea. And like, I don't right now, but like, I got to have an idea
and
do a show.
I'm just getting bored. And I think that like, for me, so much of my journey in this industry has been not creating a show and having it go onto like a streamer or something.
But like, I see you guys doing it. I'm just like, I got to do this.
You
like,
know
just
what? It looks pretty fun. And
yeah.
I think I'll do it. Yeah. You know, I think I got to do it too. I mean, would you recommend it?
Well, it's interesting because for me, I was like, maybe I just won't be involved in this industry at all.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I was like, maybe if I make a show, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Under those circumstances, I would be involved.
Yeah. You're kind of like, take it or leave it.
Yeah. I don't want to act on a show. I don't want to write on someone else's show. That doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
I've had those offers.
Yes.
Yeah. Time to put your foot down and just go like, you want to make my show or you want to lose all this?
All that.
Yeah.
It's really one or the other these days.
That's
it's either nothing, like total disconnection from like everything that is happening in the industry or being completely in charge of a massive creative endeavor that employs hundreds of people. And
that's
and you just kind of like go back and forth and like
it's an interesting position that we find ourselves in now, where it's like I'm either going to make a show, which I've been thinking about doing. And I think, Hayes, you might do it.
Yeah.
I should do it.
Yeah.
Or what I might do is I hear about other people doing it.
And I'm just like, yeah. Like right now, I am just here.
I'm here, which is fine too.
Yes.
You know?
But like, I've been thinking, I got to do this. Every time I read an article, you know, like all these articles.
Well, every time I turn on the TV, there's another show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I should. One of these, I should.
It's a little like running, like getting into running or something.
Right.
Uh-huh. You're like, I know I should do it, but ooh, I have a busy week.
Right.
Christmas is coming up.
Yes.
These old knees.
Mm-hmm. And these advice I would give is make a limited series.
Okay.
Right? You don't have to come out of the gate.
You don't start. You don't run a marathon. You know, sign up for marathon, run it the next day.
You'll
it's
get
like,
hurt.
Get out, do a 5K.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You ever be horny?
Yeah.
But he never said that.
You just got out of church. You're sitting at home. You see Buff Jesus. Something I'm working on.
That's a show.
Yeah,
I feel like creating a show.
Rock is probably a show. Yeah.
Unfortunately, all my show ideas right now are related to Chris Rock having sex.
Mm.
Yeah,
because it's the combination of the moss and sort of the energy in the room, and I don't know how receptive, you know, the current TV landscape would be to me creating a show that is just POV sex with Chris Rock.
Right.
Like I'm not sure. I think it could be interesting.
And it gets around needing Chris Rock to be in the show if it's POV, you are Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Getting down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't even have to get permission.
No.
Yeah. It starts off with the AI voice. POV, you Chris Rock having sex. Ow!
Yeah, well, see, So Carl, I mean, I already know, look, you're pre-approved as voice talent.
You're doing it on his show.
Problem.
And then I've got him doing this.
With that is that Carl, like in this show and all the others that he's done, his characters are always named Carl.
Yeah.
And this character would have to be then named Carl Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Or like Carl Rock?
Well, it'd be Carl. Yeah. It would be Chris Carl Rock Hard.
Right.
And
working the horny part.
Well, I do think you want to promise a little bit of what you're going to deliver.
Right.
But the other thing that I know, and I'm not going to say how I know this, but the thing I know is that Chris Rock has sex with his eyes closed. So the POV aspect of it is challenging.
That's well enough known.
That's sort of a famous trait. And so then we would have to kind of leave the lens cap on for a lot of it.
Or it's a podcast. Then it's just sound.
Well, that's kind of back to where I
am. Yeah, I got to create a TV show, man. I got to get it together and create a TV show.
It's like going back to therapy. Like you took that year off.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you were in funks. You're like, damn, why am I in a funk? And Then you create a TV show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Going back to therapy, when the therapist is like, oh my God, I can't imagine how fucked up you are now after an entire
year of you not being here.
When you left,
oh,
I was like, you shouldn't be leaving. And then you've been gone that whole time.
Okay, just let me wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it's going to be.
First day back, they're just like, okay, let's not even do therapy today. Let's just have you get used to sitting still. I don't think either one of us is ready for what it's going to look like when we actually do it again. But I do want to say, like, whether I create a show, which I think I should, or not, if you're gonna do more, do one about us.
This is a limited series,
probably.
So
in the know, the other show
that should be its own category in the awards. Probably limited.
We make it and we don't say.
Right.
We make six episodes and we're like, maybe we could make more. This could be 100 episodes.
It's hard to do those guys. It's clay.
Yes.
It's well, gonna it's like rain. Puppets. It's gonna rain all weekend. Mm. So right. The yeah. clay. So, no, you I guess you take don't know from how it works. Sorry. You take it, from sorry. Building it is building. Clay.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. When and you look at it, it's clay.
I stay away from that part of the process.
And there, it's gonna get so wet. It's yeah. gonna get everywhere
for all the exterior shots, like when you're shooting outside.
It's just like it's gonna be a total mess.
Well, we're doing. I don't think we're doing that show anymore. Outside for inside.
Yeah.
On a lot of right, these, we're putting night, that filter right. on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do y'all remember when Homer became real and walked down Ventura Boulevard?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That was after he was in the Tron world,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he was transported to Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did that? What impact did that have on you?
I mean, that's what really inspired my character, Carl,
yeah.
in the know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Especially like because it's going to be raining this weekend and then we got to do those exteriors. We got to do some pickups. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be walking down Ventura Boulevard. Not me. I'm going to be in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Carl. But
Carl will be walking yeah, down right. Ventura Boulevard.
But, but him.
Getting wet.
When he becomes real, that's not you.
Me in the suit?
Yeah.
No. Okay. So I am kind of, when he becomes real, I am kind of behind him. I'm in an all black suit mm-hmm. as if I'm doing the Lion King and I'm kind of like the Rex's arms.
Yeah.
I thought that when he becomes real, you go into a coma and that you can only wake
like
up.
Only one of them can be real. Yes.
Yeah, when he goes back.
That was my understanding of it. But I guess being in an all black suit holding sticks.
Yeah.
When Carl goes back to therapy, the therapist is thinking like, okay, I wonder, it's been a year and maybe he is not going to talk about Homer becoming real walking down Ventura Boulevard. Maybe that's
probably
been,
not something.
Maybe that's been just kind of ironed out.
What we needed was
year.
Just a break. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then now we can have,
fresh
we can
material.
Get into okay, something
okay,
that's happening.
Okay. He is talking about it.
Okay. Okay, it's coming
he's
up
he's asking
again.
If I remember it.
All right. And he's pulling it up on his phone. Yeah. All right. Yes. And so we're, mm-hmm. I'll be watching it again.
Watch this. How much time we got? We got. Let's watch this. We got an hour, right?
Yeah.
Let's watch this.
How long is the video? Is the video close to an hour?
No. It's not that long. It's just a little clip.
Okay.
It was short, but they looped it.
Yeah, they looped it, and I showed my therapist the loop to make sure that she sees the like. This is him on Ventura Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff is not open anymore, right there.
Yeah, Ventura Boulevard's changed since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that, man. Ventura Boulevard has changed, right? From when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be different stores. Yeah. I remember there was a Bed Bath & Beyond in mm-hmm. Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah.
And Britney Spears was there.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Different time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. There was a restaurant there. Nah, it wasn't bad. What'd they have? Tamales, maybe?
Mm. Ooh, was it a Mexican
restaurant?
Or just tamales?
Oh, you know, now I'm wondering if I'm even remembering the right place.
Tamale Ringwald's.
Tamale Ringwald's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of MC Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, You have no idea.
I hate to tell you, Mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma. Brother. Your grandma does drugs. Okay. So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma. Everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats.
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm clean hairy, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell the litter box.
The show is about this cartoon. Tell me more about this.
Talk about
to do a show about a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's something
a show within a show within a
devious
show.
About it.
Yes.
In the now. In the now.
Oh, that's interesting. It could be a second season.
Yes.
But probably not. You're
probably saying, not.
No, okay. Probably limited.
Probably.
The clay is going to get everywhere.
So, yeah, it's the puppets. There's a host of a public radio interview program, sort of like Fresh Air.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Zach Woods, who we were talking about before, he voices the main puppet.
Yeah, yeah.
And he works.
Wait, these are puppets?
Yeah,
you keep saying that, and it's actually starting to like... It's starting to make me pissed off.
Sorry. A cartoon.
Clay and maker. I try to cartoon like it out. Clay.
A puppet is made of clay.
Yeah.
Clay figures?
Especially knowing, since you know that I am becoming increasingly aroused throughout the course of the program,
right.
To be talking about puppets this much is like, it's a trigger for me, where you're trying to sort of create a fetish. You obviously know that I am so vulnerable right now to becoming attracted to something new.
Oh, interesting.
And that, like,
so this could be your thing now for a long time.
Well,
it's like
yes.
How baby birds you could
basically,
like, walk in.
Yeah. You could basically like, curse me. Yeah, I would become imprinted on puppets as like sort of a sexual desire. Whereas Clay, like, that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
already
doing
there.
That. Yeah,
exactly.
That's already been happening for quite a while.
Yeah, so these like clay blobs?
Yes.
And
yes.
After it's all over, yes.
Yeah. They all work together, and Carl is one of those clay blobs too.
Yeah.
But then they also talk to real celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that is actually badass. So, like, can we get some of these celebrities in here?
We can try, yeah.
All right, Kevin.
Okay.
Great.
Because so far, Kevin has been saying we can't try.
Yeah.
We can't even try.
So you're saying that we can try?
I think we can try. I don't know any of them.
Yeah,
well.
Who
did that?
Gotten them. Yeah, how did this happen? Because we've been thinking about doing that. It's similar setup, right? Where people are talking on a microphone to someone who's acting a little bit unusual.
Yes.
That's what we've been trying to do.
And Carl talked to them too?
I was not allowed.
No.
I was not allowed.
That was one of the big rules.
I was not allowed to talk to the celebrities.
Hired him.
And who did that?
That was Zach.
Zach
but
did
who that. Did the, who did being the celebrities?
Mm. Who, Kaia Gerber, Jonathan Van Ness,
the Gerber baby,
the Gerber baby, all grown up, Mike Tyson, Ken Burns, to name a four.
Mm-hmm. He looked much younger than I thought he was going to be.
Tyson?
No.
Ken Burns. I think
he
got
a
new haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought like, I was like, when I saw the interview, I was like, wait, when did baseball come out?
I had to Google him baseball a while ago. Yeah.
But he seemed like, I thought he was going to be like a real old man.
He seems like he stays out of the sun.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is right there. It's a secret.
No,
it
would just be like cool if young, Ken Burns was really young.
Yeah, a young man who makes documentaries about baseball, the national parks, and the Civil War.
Jazz.
You're like, oh, you're 25? Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
No, he now just has that Zoomer haircut that's like... short on the sides and like curly on top.
Yeah, you got Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Baseball is bussing. No cap, for real.
He's got a long zipper earring.
The show is on Peacock all the time.
I think that's it for the moment. Yeah. It's all the time.
So you're saying probably not.
I don't know how these things work. So I check every day to be like, is it there?
You know, because I've been going like, oh, I should do a show. But like, because I have to go create one.
I've got to get my shit together.
I've got to get off my ass.
Just finally
do it. And it's like, just starting is what's hard.
Have an idea.
Yes, of course. But I see you do it and I go, well, he must have some understanding of how all this works that I don't have. But then you're going, you don't know when it's
very
on
little.
Peacock, how long. Mm-hmm. You think Clay is puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm going like, what the fuck? went down.
It's
and they're celebrities, and Kevin can't get in touch with them. It's just not adding up for me. Carl, you were on the front lines.
I was.
What happened? By the way, this Carl character you're playing,
mm-hmm.
correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like maybe he's had a couple sips of the moss.
It feels like it.
He's hot and bothered.
He's trying to
spitting game the whole series.
Yes, he's trying to.
And what did he say?
I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
That was improvised.
He said that on the show.
Yeah. And at first, we were like, I don't know if we can fit that in. But we're like, we love it.
He said, I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
We had to do a lot of rewriting around that.
Yeah, because you can feel that the episode takes a hard shift sort of to accommodate that moment.
Yeah. It had to.
It doesn't feel like
the character
there.
The character, the way his mouth is moving, that doesn't seem like what he's supposed to be saying.
Well, that was the free range that he had. Because they built the clay around us. We recorded before they built the clay. So we were able to bring our own flair to it. Mm-hmm. So I was able to say, I'm touching my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
A lot of the animators quit. They were not comfortable animating
just
your
after
character.
The first part. They didn't even hear the second two sentences. They already quit.
Which, by the way, like, this is what art is supposed to be, right? Yes. It's supposed to challenge you. You're supposed to make the animators quit with your ad-lib line about stroking your shit. Mm-hmm. And the immediacy of right now, you know, like, to not say, like, it's something that you're going to do later. I just feel like it drops us right into the middle of the story.
Yeah, the character is not doing it, though. Like, the puppet himself is not.
He's not doing that. Yeah.
That would be.
But often when people say that, I find that they're not.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Because if you're doing it, you don't need to narrate it.
Exactly. Why? Yeah.
No, it's like, you know, in Robert Bresson's Pickpocket. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
The opening.
That's immediately.
Narration is, you know. I understand that many people who do these things never talk about it, and those that talk about it have not done it, and yet I have done these things.
Mm-hmm.
He says this to us, and that really is what Carl is saying
as well.
The
character Carl is drawing inspiration from that by picking at his own pocket.
Yes.
During. Mm-hmm. During
well, there's a hole in the proceedings. Pocket. He's reaching all the way through and stroking his shit right now. With lotion.
Yeah, you got to do a show about us, man.
Like, yeah, I think it would actually be cool because, let's face it, I'm not going to fucking create a show. Like I've been saying I got to do it, but I'm just not going to
do it. I just
am
probably not going to get my shit together and actually.
I'm just looking at my week. It's fucking nuts. Like, I have, I'm busy. Like, I'm just looking at the schedule, and it's not going to happen for me, certainly this week. And next week's even crazier. I have two lunches.
Okay, yeah.
Packed. Already packed.
But we did radio from before.
Yes. And that's sort of your area, and I know how to fix this because I have experience with radio. And so, this could be an episode as people are in a panic.
The square falls off.
And then I fix it.
Nude Mike.
Ooh.
See?
The show could be about how we did the radio from before. We used to have a show.
Mm-hmm.
Called The Professor and the Coyote.
Okay. Is this like a pitch? Are you pitching?
Are you?
What? And what
you,
would that
are you
mean?
It?
Like,
yeah,
what, like,
how do you mean?
Tell me what, whatever I say, what effect that has. On what happens.
Yeah.
I guess I want to know if you're pitching it, how
I wanna
professional
know.
Do I need
know.
To be?
Subtle pitch for in the know. guess I want to know if you're pitching. And he's always pushing his show.
I work that in all the time. I work it in all the time.
Are you concerned that you've left your flank exposed for a review, the headline of which is "In the No Thank You"?
I also thought of it. I didn't want to bring it up, but now that Hayes has broken the seal.
Wow. Now I am. I wasn't before.
Very palpable hits.
I think we've had two reviews
flank
that said, all things considered, in the nose, pretty funny or something.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
Two separate reviews. All things considered, in the know is pretty funny.
Yes. In the know is a breath of fresh air.
There was a, yes, that's also been used.
Okay.
The one I liked was, wait, don't tell me this show is funny.
And there's another one that's not even a play on words. It's just like, this show is for no one. It's one that is out there.
Was it no one?
In the no
K-N-O-W?
One.
That would have been so much
more clever. Okay, they didn't even do that. Yeah. Couldn't even give you that much. Well, it could be better to do...
This American liked it. I'm just trying to find other... I'm trying to find other ones.
Car talk.
Yeah.
You're so Planet Money and you don't even know it, baby.
I watched this show with my prairie home companion.
That's nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah, this is good.
Car talk.
It could be better to do a show that's about me and Sean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we were the Professor and the Coyote.
We had this radio show, The Professor and the Coyote. That was sort of where we started out. Those were our roots. And it was fun. It set the template, you know, that has gone on to be imitated by a lot of other sort of zoo crew hosts. Mm-hmm. But we kicked it off, and then obviously we evolved and graduated into other things. But none of the other things have really had any impact, and we are willing to go all the way back.
Wow.
Especially if you would create the show, which we both are having some trouble
figuring out. The TV show. Mm-hmm. It's the getting the TV show created and on.
Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Just to say it too, Carl could be stroking his shit in this show as well. Like I don't think there's anything would stop him. I think it actually could help. It could be the whole pilot.
Yeah, if we want to, Carl Tart.
I'm rubbing my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we want to throw a tarp on the Carl puppet so it doesn't get everywhere this weekend. Like,
Well, that's advice I would. You have to be flexible because our original vision of the show was not what Carl brought.
Okay.
And we really had to pivot hard to that.
So we should be concerned potentially that we'll put this whole show together and Carl will not be stroking his shit and will not have lotion on his
head. It could go either direction. Yeah.
Okay. We just need to account for that possibility.
Yeah.
That right now, I'm very prepared for the version where Carl is touching his dick. I was very prepared for the version where he didn't.
And then I had to throw that out.
Right.
I just, every sort of scenario I game plan out through this, no matter how we start it, it does end up that Hayes and I are not involved in it by the end.
Well, that was something I wanted to ask you.
I keep thinking,
play yourselves? Because when you did The Professor and the Coyote, you were young
Coyote.
Men.
Coyote. We were young. Yeah, we were adults, young men.
But we were certainly younger than we are now.
Adults. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Diablo Cody.
Are there actors out there that you're like, they could do
that? Could
me.
That have that same essence?
They had that feel.
That could,
whether or not they look like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
That are younger than us that we think
I would
could,
say we're the age you were.
Yeah. I guess you're right. I guess there kind of aren't. It's like, seems crazy, but like, do we just do it?
Yeah.
Like, is it just us doing it?
Is it like a little Pen 15?
When you bring it up.
Yeah, we just sort of, we don't even talk about it. We just kind of do it, play ourselves, and like nobody else really would be able to pull it off, maybe. I guess if I'm looking at actors younger than I am now who I think could do it, maybe Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I'm rubbing my dick. I got lotion on my dick. I'm stroking my shit right now.
But I, but that's, he could do Hayes, but no one could do me. You know?
Right.
Right.
The Coyote especially was such a specific tone.
Yes.
Because I was embodying a character, you know, I wasn't just being me.
Mm-hmm.
And his was being, as professorial as he is, he was bringing another element to it.
And so you're concerned that with how much older we are now, that we would not even be able to be voice talent for ourselves.
For ourselves, for a for clay version selves. Of our younger
it's,
selves.
It's just, people would be like, why are those a little voices distracting.
So old? Okay. Yeah, it's taking you out
it
of it.
It starts to like change... It makes it a little sadder.
Well, what right. if we could write to that, that the, you know, that they'd been, you, like, you're doing the writing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they've been through a horrible accident.
Mm.
Like, that's a story right there.
And you can, like, pilot, if we're recording the voices and we're, like, falling down, which, like, yes, it's going to happen. We're
going to
be recording the voices.
Obviously, I'm going to be falling around the studio. We're gonna fall I'm down. Going to be getting hurt.
Can't you attach the mic to like a harness around our waist and like have the mic be extending up from our waist?
A steady mic.
Yeah. And so we're falling down, but then the mic is also You're falling as well. And like, I'm going to keep
suspended?
Going. I'm not going to stop.
Can I have my entire up to my neck? I'm in some kind of gel cube so that as I'm falling, you know, I'm protect. There's a cushioning, right? And I'm not necessarily as mobile as I am because I'm hypermobile. I'm able to sort of, you know, as the second I go to stand up, I'm going to just spill off the couch and kind of be rolling around on the floor in here. But if we could get a tank of a gel cube and put me there and then the mic is kind of dangled down in front of me, it's like, well, that's pretty easy.
Maybe. I mean, I will say, like, the margins sometimes
so
on these TV shows.
So
I don't know how much that costs, that kind of gel.
It's going to rain this weekend and get all over the gel.
Yeah, the gel is not going to be able to hold up. Well, Carl, how did you do it? Because you're always flopping around insane, like, and you were somehow able to record this. Like, what happened?
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. I was flopping around quite a bit. couldn't sit still. And they were getting frustrated, and I just want to apologize to you, Brandon.
I'm sorry for getting so frustrated.
No, it's all good. We have come to an agreement. I was able to keep the mic. The room was mic'd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I was able to kind of do my One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest thing that I do. You know, bouncing around.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And biting at the air and stuff. And it was everything was got everything I caught.
Yeah, they were able to piece
together
the sound.
Yeah, we had to mic every part of the room,
okay.
So that he could play.
Okay, well.
So that's playing when you do that. Around like that. You're having fun. You don't really seem like you're having that fun.
Yeah.
You guys have never stayed to the end.
I have definitely not stayed to the end.
You never stayed to the end where I looked
I stayed
up.
For what I thought was the end.
Yeah.
But then it was not.
It continued, yeah.
Every time at the end, I always look up with a cheeky smile and go, I just play it.
Okay, so you even
such
do
a relief.
So you've been looking up and doing that, and everyone's gone.
Okay, yeah, I have not seen that before. That would have made me feel a lot more comfortable because but when I leave, I usually am pretty scared.
Yeah, yeah, and y'all leave before I finish, but then I always get up and go. I just play it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to just, like, should we play a clip of Professor and Coyo just to get a sense of, like, what
You
got it queued up?
Brandon asking if this was a pitch is, like, really freaked
that
me out.
That fucked
you
me
in
up.
Your head.
That threw
I'm
me
sorry.
Off my
yeah.
game. I thought we would just kind of talk about it.
I really
it
just thought we would,
it.
Like, yeah, we like, known you for a long time. I kind of just thought we could hang out.
I apologize.
And, like, if you like it, you like it, and you want to, like, create the, that's what I would do
I thought
if
we'd
I were
talk about
position.
It, you would make it, yeah.
Right, but, like...
Honestly, I feel like I'm giving this impression that I know all these industry terms.
Uh-huh.
And I don't...
pitch
I'm just
you really
pitch.
Fucking hammered me with. Like, yeah. You,
I don't
you
even know if I used it
pitch
correctly.
Was a cudgel, certainly, that
yeah.
you used to
that's
bludgeon
my, that's
me.
That's my own insecurity coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we could just play a clip and just be normal. Like that would be my preference.
I just have a normal conversation where I play you a clip of my old show. I ask you to turn it into a new show that is kind of like the show that you've made, which, by the way, I have been meaning to do. And I pretty sure I told you that.
You might have.
Yes, I think I mentioned it. So, Allison, you go do it. And yeah.
I have 1 6-minute clip.
Great, okay.
Hollywood Handbook.
The Professor and the Coyote.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Professor and the Coyote. I'm the Coyote. I'm sitting here with Professor H.H. Davenport.
I'm Professor Hayes Davenport. You're listening to KBOI, Santa Fe's adult hits of the 80s, 90s, and now. That was Sean Colvin with Sonny Came Home, and we actually have some exciting news on that front. Sean Colvin will be performing at the KBLI Fall Ball this November 9th at the Georgia O'Keeffe Performing Arts Center in downtown Santa Fe.
And make sure you stop by. We got all the big ones going to be doing
shows. We got all the stars. Edwin McCain is going to be there. He's going to sing I'll Be.
Paula Cole's going to be
Paula
there.
Paula Cole. Tonic, probably going to perform If You Could Only
See. Hey, I wonder if Paula Cole's going to shave her armpits for that.
Oh, Coyote, you dirty dog. Oh, you stinky old dog.
Sorry, had to go there.
Hey, Coyote, I know you caught Shark Tank last night.
Oh, yeah, I never miss an episode of that one.
The Coyote and I, we love this little show called Shark Tank, and you guys know we like to do things a little differently over here on KBLI, and one of our favorite games is a game called Tanks But No Tanks, where we play clips from the show Shark Tank, and we explain why the products are useful or just plain cool.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, can we stop this?
This is really helpful.
The show is like, it's right there.
It's so just obvious like, it's how a, that would sustain it's on a full
it's on
series.
A platter for you.
Just so I understand, it would be a little of those on-air moments.
I cannot
but then
imagine
also sort of
what
seeing,
this question could possibly.
Do we see any of
be.
Your
I'm
life
just, like,
outside?
Racking my brain.
Just so I understand, let me reframe the most obvious thing in history, which is what this show would be.
Okay,
but go ahead. I mean,
it's
do it. You
two guys,
right?
Who talk the same. They host a radio show in Santa Fe.
In like the mid-2000s?
Who cares?
I was trying to place it based on the references.
Who gives
and your age.
Shit?
Yeah.
And they talk about
so boring
concerts that are coming up. And then they watch clips from the show Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. And they talk about why the different products would be useful or funny or cool.
Yeah. And the Coyote is like a little
that's
bit
every...
nasty.
Okay.
He's been drinking some of that moss.
Oh, wow.
He's dirty. Mean, yeah. He talked about Paula Cole's armpits.
He talked
you
about her
hear
armpits.
Any, were no, your that. Headphones on?
He wants to sniff them.
So,
Coyote.
So a lot of the things in the clip you played, yeah. That would be very consistent.
Like
how often are you
what do you
talking?
Want
no,
to do
oh, no
like,
we'll change
your...
no we'll take a formula that works a fucking slam dunk
okay.
And we'll just start passing it back around the gym. No, yeah, what you just heard was so good.
Yes,
like I didn't even remember, like I was like, oh, I hope I'm not embarrassed by this clip, and I'm actually really proud of the work that we did in that
uh-huh.
clip. Carl, you heard it. I mean, you're a neutral party here. Like,
yeah.
Would you be able to slide right into that show, stroke your shit right now,
absolutely.
You know, take out your meat?
I actually like, sent I sent a clip to Kevin. If could you play that clip?
Sure.
Is that possible? I just got a dialogue pitch.
I'm over here stroking my dick. I got lotion on my dick right now. I'm just stroking my shit. I'm horny as fuck, man. I'm a freak, man. Like,
wow. You did something with your voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's subtle.
You know, that's the art of voice acting.
No, you become
sounding
a totally
like
different...
you're on the phone.
Would you believe that Homer and Marge Simpson are voiced by the same person?
Yes.
You know, but you wouldn't know it. That's voice acting. Like,
yes.
These people just
that's
transform
the
their sound.
Mm-hmm.
There's tools now to help them as well. You know, I mean, it's like a lot of these singers that you hear can't fucking sing. Not like I can.
What are some of the singers who can't sing?
Ah, Jesus. I mean, you know, look at, I mean, name the radio.
Yeah. Sean Colvin.
Sean Colvin.
Can't sing.
Edwin McCain.
Sounds like ass.
Yeah.
Sounds
really?
Like my asshole farting.
That's all production.
Genuinely sounds.
Until they get the production in there. Yeah.
They have these filters and this stuff. And all of a sudden it's a beautiful song, you know, mm-hmm. these songwriters, they're just packaging these pop stars, you know what I mean? Who have the right look. Right. I got the wrong look. I can sing like a fucking angel, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm not marketable and I won't do what they tell me. I won't dance to their little puppet strings, you know, the way that your claymation guys do. So, I can't necessarily get put forth. And so now I'm left in this position where the only thing I can do is create my own show, and I can't even do that. So it's like, you know, they don't want to put the filters. I mean, they wouldn't need the filters for me. They don't want to put it on me because I won't play the game. I won't sing about what they want me to sing about. I'll sing about what's really going on. What do they want me to sing about? Consumerism, cash, cars, right?
Car talk.
So sort of endorsing,
joining the army.
Yep.
Really pro army stuff.
Going to war.
In like a very like patriotic. Yeah.
Loving the president. Yeah. Yes. All this stuff. Interesting. Wow. Yes. Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That explains a lot of the pop music I listen to mm-hmm. and the themes.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to sing about like real actual stuff.
Actual
like,
things.
He thinks has a lot of stuff about like kind of scooting around the floor on his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they're not cool with that.
Pushing myself around, yeah. Get my feet off the ground and using my hands to push myself all around the floor in a circle with just my butt cheeks touching the ground.
They don't want people to know about that.
Wow.
No. No, because we all need to drive a car. Spend.
No, we don't need cars. We are cars.
More gas fuel. No. You have the power to actually scoot yourself around on your butt cheeks, just pushing with your hands.
I've heard that like L.A. used to be a city where everyone scooted.
Yes, exactly. We act like it's always been like that.
Let's build highways.
But no.
The Hollywood sign was built by people who scooted on their butts. But now everyone who, you know, moves here does it in a plane. Yes. Right.
And that's why we do not have any more Hollywood signs. Since then.
Wow. We haven't made anything that lasts since then.
Not a single.
You don't make anything that lasts because you're going, you're gas fuel, you're in a plane, you're on a truck.
Yes.
It's and if you just
go,
nothing.
You go out to Mar Vista, there's no gigantic sign that says Mar Vista. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. There's not even a hill.
You know what Mar Vista translates to?
Tell me, because I've learned this and forgotten it.
Beach view.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Marv Albert.
Beach, it's not Sea View?
Sea View.
Okay.
Man, shut up, man.
And this is what he does,
this
is a pitch?
Shut up.
It's a tactic.
And he creates one show.
One show, and he's going to correct my span.
Which, by the way, I was going to do. So I'm not. Yes. Yeah. And you, forgive and me
you
if I'm not.
I actually remember you telling me that you had told him that.
I mentioned it. I think I mentioned to you after I said, you know, I had this sick ass idea I told to Brandon.
Well, not that you had an idea. The idea was that you were going to do a show.
The idea was to do a show. Right. Yeah.
I will say, I don't want to get you in your head, but if this was a pitch, you have the tone right. This is the tone you would come.
I'll take the compliment.
The sort of like, I don't need
because I know I do have it. Like I understand that I do have it, but what exactly? Like
say it for Kevin.
The sort of you need me more than I need you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Energy they respond to,
and that's what you.
That's
did.
What you did.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even. I was at a party.
Okay.
And a guy was like,
I've got to do that as well.
You have to.
Go to a party. You got to go to a party.
Yes,
you don't get
I'm
enough.
I'm going to. Yes.
I was at a 5-year-old's birthday party. And it was me and another guy. And we're watching like kids in a bouncy house. And he's like, I need something to be on Peacock in January of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even, it wasn't an invitation. Winter. He was sort of talking to himself.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to get fired if I don't find that thing.
There's going to be nothing on there. There's just a big empty space on Peacock. There's just a black square right now that says watch now. Check
it's like
it
we
out.
Paid all this money for this football game and then it's going to be nothing after that.
Yeah. We've got everyone in the door. Mm-hmm. How are we going to lock
that.
The door behind
People
them?
People are so excited.
And then they said like, well, what do we know about football fans? They've been looking to take NPR down a peg.
Yes.
Was it fun during the game hearing Marv Albert say,
this January on Peacock,
in the know.
Yes, that was a thrill. I appreciated how much he brought it into the telecast.
Was and so what,
he wasn't contractually obligated to do that.
Oh, he was just promoting a show that he was excited.
He was
to,
just like he yeah. had seen, I think, a trailer.
Oh,
wow!
And like something tickled him about it.
Yeah,
I think he likes stop motion.
Okay, you know what I would like our show to be? Go motion.
Oh, so you, you'd have to take me through what that is.
Oh, it's twice as fast.
Oh, wow.
Flies. All of the points in along your process where you were stopping,
mm-hmm.
fucking take the fucking.
Wow. And it's like instead of, okay, we cut, move this freaking pinky toe.
Right.
Yes. You know, it's like, no. I got shit to do. I'm going to hold it in my hand and make it walk.
Uh huh.
Okay.
I'm just going to go like, if you hold it in your hand, you go, duh, duh, duh. Like right. it, then it's walking. The right. effect is the same. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like stop it every single time.
Do you remember when Homer Simpson walked down Ventura Boulevard?
Yes,
when he was real. Mm-hmm. Real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was behind him in a black suit, kind of.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. You don't need to
hate me. I'm about to.
I did wonder why Homer was saying that.
Yeah, it's so it didn't match up
so with my... little about the context.
Idea would have personality.
Led like, me to like expect him to stuff? Say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's American.
He seemed like a donuts guy. Carl is making the move to take the headphones off, and I think it's brave.
What if we? What if a new clip?
Yeah. What if Kevin happening? Had a third clip?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have to miss it.
It's on what category is it under in the Peacock menu so people know what
appetizers?
I think it's
appetizers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah, appetizers or stuff you might like.
Stuff oh. you might like. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you sure that's maybe not just for you because you because created you, the show?
Like, you love I think your it own
might
shit. Be,
I think for might, pretty much yeah. anyone who logs on to Peacock, I think it's going to be there under stuff you might like.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Stuff pretty you might like.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's okay. just going to stay there forever or like what?
That's if... what I'm figuring out. I check every day.
Okay. Wow. Stuff you might like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What menu would your show be under when you actually get your act together?
What I'm anticipating and what I'm like kind of building my show around is getting it in the category... Amazeballs with macaroni sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The concept of macaroni sauce to me is like, how have we not, it's like we haven't cracked it yet mm-hmm. as like a people,
mm-hmm.
you know? But like, if we were able to come up with macaroni sauce, like, can you imagine how huge that would be? How mm-hmm. popular, like every kid is going to want macaroni sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Once we have it.
You dip your chicken nuggets in macaroni
yes!
sauce. You would put everything, burger with macaroni sauce.
Yes.
That would be really powerful.
And for like a slow listener, like a listener who's slow on the uptake.
Yeah.
The macaroni sauce is made out of macaroni. It's like you've taken macaroni, or it's the
we don't
perfect
know what,
sauce.
Yeah, this is
we haven't cracked
like,
it yet.
Exactly. Okay. And this is like, I gotta get it together, and I gotta create a show so I can get in this category. But when I've had these conversations with Peacock in the past, they said that they were, if I were to get something up there, they would put it in the category that says some bullshit.
Well,
some bullshit. Okay.
This is my issue is I've been pre-assigned my category as well, which isn't really jiving with the ideas that I have. Amazeballs with macaroni sauce sounds like it's just generally positive. Mine is diabolical dog walkers. And nothing that I, like, I doesn't give me an idea.
Okay.
Like, I haven't found
that's
anything
in
that.
That's almost tougher than some bullshit.
Category.
Because, like, I know I can do that.
Everything I think of is some bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Diabolical dog walkers, I don't really... know what you would do.
I don't know how to even start. Like, you would think it would be helpful to go, okay, it's a narrow enough category that like you know what you're working with, but when I come up with a dog walker idea, they're not diabolical. When I come up with something diabolical, they're not walking dogs.
Yeah.
And I think it's the combination has left me fully paralyzed.
What would Carl when you do when you get the Carl show,
mm-hmm.
what
Carl talk
Carl Tark. What?
Wait, can I? Is it Carl Talk or Carl?
Carl Park? Truck.
Carl Truck.
Carl Truck. Okay.
No, it's not either of what you said. It's okay. Carl Truck.
It's okay. Carl Truck.
I was way off.
What category would Carl Truck be under?
I would think I would put it in like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, that's, you can fit a lot into that.
Yeah. Mm. Like pure confusion.
I'd kill for that.
That'd be amazing category. To be yeah. in, fuck is this?
That's a lot of freedom,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck is this?
Mm-hmm. Fuck is this? Yeah.
In some ways, my category, some bullshit, is an answer to fuck is this.
Yeah, fuck is this?
I would much bullshit. Rather be on yeah. the be yeah. on the front end mm-hmm. where people are at least wondering
yeah,
instead
but
of having
it might
figured
be something
out
they come around to.
That in fact it is some bullshit.
Once you know it's some yeah, bullshit.
If you've watched one episode, it sort of moves into another yeah. and the next category.
What are you watching? Some bullshit. Okay.
Why are you watching it?
I don't know what the
and
fuck
if people
it was.
Like if people watch in the know enough, mm-hmm. it could potentially graduate from stuff you might like to stuff you must like.
Yes,
stuff
it
you
might
have
be,
liked,
yeah, like state
mm-hmm. right
because you liked in the
oh,
know
you must yes. like this.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
Well, until next time, this is the Professor and the Koyo signing off.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.